This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. It seems like every day we're confronted with mixed messages about our identity, our purpose, and our values. It's easy to get confused. As we wrap up our series, Talking About Stuff That Matters, Pastor Rick offers a powerful final round of biblical truths and practical advice that will help you and your family grow in your own faith, make important decisions, and find significance in the God who created you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of a new, beautifully illustrated children's book by Pastor Rick called Words to Love By. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When You're Harassed and Bullied.
Have you ever thought about this? That anytime you say or even think, you make me so mad, you're admitting that you've given control of your emotions to somebody else. You make me mad. I don't want to be mad, but you make me mad. Now, you're making me mad, which means you have the power to control my emotions. Now, you may not say you make me mad, but you're thinking it. Or you may not say you make me afraid. Sometimes a bully will make you afraid. But if you're thinking it, you are at that point admitting that they have power over your emotions. You don't want to do that. You don't want to give any bully or any harasser power over your emotions. God gives you a choice. You can either seek revenge yourself, or he says, you can hold back, trust God, and let God avenge you. Who do you think has more resources at taking a person down a notch or two who's been irritating and arrogant? You got to just let it go. Refuse to retaliate. What do I do instead? Well, here's the fourth thing. Number four, when you have a bully in your life, respond positively. Respond positively. This is the faith step. You say, well, Rick, how in the world do I respond positively? Well, let's look at a couple of verses. Romans chapter 12, verse 21 says this, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You don't be overcome by evil, but you overcome evil with good. The next verse even gets a little bit more specific. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, it says, love your enemies. Oh, come on. Love your enemies and pray for them. Really? Pray for those who persecute you? Is that easy? No. Is it unusual? Yes. Is it a choice? Yes. It is your choice. You can choose. Why? Because I'm going to be better than the bully. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to show love to them. And I'm not going to be as bad as them. I'm not going to be equal to them. I'm not going to return evil for evil or hatred for hatred. Now, I do need to warn you that the more positive you are, the more negative people in this world are going to dislike you. Jesus was the most positive person who ever lived, and they nailed him to a cross. The more positive you are, the more negative people, it just grates on them that you are positive, you're a person of faith, you're a person of love. How do I do that? How do I return good for evil? Well, number five, here's the next step. Refocus on what God says this means. What does the harassment in your life, what does the persecution in your life, what does the bullying in your life, what does this opposition in your life really mean? Well, look at what the Bible says it means. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. Why? Because it means God's Spirit rests on you. The Bible says all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. If I don't ever have any harassment or any persecution or any opposition in my life, it means I'm not living godly. If people react to Christ in your life, it means that God's Spirit can be seen in you. That's a good thing. God's Spirit can be seen in me. Let me tell you another thing it means. Acts 5:41. The apostles were full of joy that God considered them worthy to suffer disgrace for Jesus' name. The second thing the Bible says, when I'm harassed and I'm bullied and I'm put down and I'm opposed, it means God can trust me. God will never put more on you than he puts in you to bear it up. He's growing your character. It means that God can trust you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says this, these troubles, you know, the problems we're facing on a day-to-day basis, and the people who are coming against us, opposition, these troubles won't last very long. Yet this time of distress will result in God's richest blessing upon us. How long? Forever and ever. Here's the third thing it means. It means God is going to bless me. So he says there, God is going to give you his richest blessings forever and ever because of the trials and the tribulations and the bullying that you stood up to. God is going to bless me. Over and over again in this book, we're taught this simple point. The pain is temporary. It's not going to last. But the payoff will last forever. So what do you want more of? Temporary pain or long-term pleasure? You have to maintain an eternal perspective if you're going to deal with the people who are the crazy makers in life. And that leads to this next point. If you're going to have an eternal perspective, the sixth thing you want to do when you're facing a bully is remember your eternal reward. One of the most beautiful passages is in the Sermon on the Mount. It's called the Beatitudes, and it gives eight ways to be happy. And in the eighth way, the eighth beatitude is Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and verse 12. And Jesus promises this. He says this, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. When you respond correctly to the harassers and the bullies and the oppositions in your life, God says, you're right up there with Moses and Abraham and Elijah and Elisha and all the great prophets of the Bible. He said, great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets before you. You're in good company. You're in God's hall of fame. You need to teach that to your kids, that when they're being harassed for their faith because they won't go take drugs, or they won't, you know, go get drunk, or they won't go have sex with somebody, that is saying, great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the godly men and women who were before you. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Look at this verse. Since we are God's children, if we share in Christ's suffering, we will also share in his what? Glory. Circle that. Share in his glory. It says, this is an amazing promise, that God says, if you share in Christ's suffering, did Christ suffer abuse on earth? Yes. Harassment on earth? Yes. Bullies on earth? Yes. Opposition? Yes. Criticism? Yes. Were there people who tried to take advantage of Jesus? Yes. Were there people who plotted against him? Yes. And there may be people like that in your school or in your office. But it says, since we are God's children, if we share Christ's suffering, that's the same thing Jesus went through, we will also share in his glory. Can you imagine that? You're going to share in the glory of God forever and ever and ever. That'll be worth it. The final step is this. Number seven, remain faithful. Just keep doing the right thing. You don't need anybody else's approval to be happy. 1 Peter chapter 4, 19 says this. So those who suffer according to God's will. By the way, look at that verse there. Some people think that, well, if I'm suffering, I'm sinning. Oh, no, no, no. Did you realize that some suffering in life is God's will? Sometimes it's God's will for you to suffer. Sometimes it's God's will for you to have problems. Why? Because he's more interested in your character than your comfort, and he's more interested in growing you to be like Christ than he is making life easy. So those who suffer according to God's will, what should we do? When the bullies and harassers are out there, we should commit ourselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. What does that mean? Be faithful. Remain faithful. Commit yourself to your faithful Creator, and you continue to do good and be faithful. Let me ask you a very personal question. What does it take to stop you from doing the right thing? What does it take you to stop you from living for Christ? What does it take to stop you from praying in public? God is looking for people who cannot be stopped. 2 Timothy 3:12 said this, "Everyone who wants to live as God desires in Christ Jesus will be hurt." If you choose not to go along with the crowd at school, or with the crowd at work, or with the crowd anywhere else, you can expect to be harassed. You can expect to be ridiculed sometimes. You can expect to be bullied.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
A short time back, Pastor Rick Warren teamed up with a talented artist to create the stunning new children's book, Words to Love By. Written with warmth and wisdom, it speaks to the hearts of little ones and takes them on a joyful, grace-filled journey, exploring the power of words. Through charming illustrations and engaging text, young readers will understand how their words can change their lives and the lives of those around them. Kids learn that while words may be small, they can do big things. Words can encourage, and they can spread love and kindness, and they can let us know we are not alone. This hardcover book is written especially for children ages 4 to 8. It makes a perfect gift for the kids God has placed in your life. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the hardcover book, Words to Love by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get your copy, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
When you consider the results of being faithful to Christ in the midst of persecution, in the midst of harassment, in the midst of being put down, in the midst of bullying, when you consider the results, is the harassment worth it? It's not even a question. Of course it is. Of course it is. I remember reading a quote a long time ago from President Woodrow Wilson, the U.S. president, and he said this, "I'd rather temporarily lose with a cause that will ultimately succeed than temporarily succeed with a cause that will ultimately fail." People say, well, you're on the wrong side of history in this issue. It doesn't matter what history says. What doesn't matter is being on the right side of history. What matters is being on the right side. I'd rather temporarily lose for a cause that will ultimately succeed than temporarily succeed with a cause that will ultimately fail. Now, let me wrap this up. Let me close with some personal questions. If it became illegal, for instance, in the United States, and a crime to follow Jesus here or in your country, in Germany or in Buenos Aires in Argentina or China or in the Philippines or anywhere else, if it became illegal and a crime to follow Jesus in your country, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Let me give you another question. When people say insulting things about other Christians, do you wimp out and say nothing? And you don't speak up? You're what I call an Arctic River Christian frozen at the mouth? When people say insulting things about Christians, do you wimp out and say nothing? Do you ever stand up for a brother and sister? Let me phrase it this way. What is your faith costing you? While in much of the world, It's literally costing believers their lives. We have it so easy. We don't have persecution. We might have harassment. We might have political correctness, but we don't have persecution. You're not in danger of being arrested and thrown in jail. What is your faith costing you? And at what cost would you stay faithful to Christ? You see, you're not really ready to live until you have decided what's worth dying for. Jesus said there's a price to be paid for following him. Nowhere in Scripture does Jesus say that popularity on earth is guaranteed. No, popularity on earth is not guaranteed. He said, people are not going to like you for doing the right thing. But reward in heaven is guaranteed, and it's going to go on and on forever. Jim Elliot once said, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose. So let me end with just two statements of Jesus. In Mark chapter 8, verse 38, Jesus says this, if you're ashamed of me and my commands in this godless and sinful generation, I will be ashamed of you when I come back in glory with the holy angels. That is a frightening statement. It's sobering. And Matthew 10, verse 32, but for those who declare publicly that they belong to me, I will do the same for them before my Father in heaven. I want that true of you. I want it true of me. God is looking for men and women of courage. Men and women of courage who aren't afraid to publicly identify themselves at school, on the campus, on the soccer field, in the office, in the workspace, in the marketplace, who aren't afraid to publicly identify themselves as followers of Jesus. So let me encourage you to take a risk for Jesus this week. Have the courage to let people know where you stand. Don't be bullied anymore. Be courageous. What risk will you take this week to identify yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ? Maybe you need to start praying before your meals in public in restaurants. That's a statement. Nobody's going to throw you out of their restaurant for that. They might in some countries, but not here. Take your Bible to work with you. Put it on your desk. I dare you to do that. Make a public stand. If you haven't been baptized, that's the first stand you need to take, your public statement of coming out saying, I'm not ashamed to say I love Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you. Dear Jesus, we've gone through a lot of major issues in this series, and this is another big one. And I pray that today that people will take these seven steps and begin to build the courage and the backbone and the integrity to be willing to stand up in a world that is increasingly getting darker and darker in its culture. Help us to be people of kindness in an unkind world, people of love in an unloving world, people of integrity in a world that practices dishonesty and deceit and deception in every area. And help us to stand firm and speak the truth in love, knowing that great is our reward in heaven. Thank you that you promised that blessed are you when men will revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You told us, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Great is your reward in heaven. We look forward to that reward. I pray for every student, every grade school student, every teenage, junior high and high school student, every college student who've been bullied or harassed for whatever reason, that they will stand firm and realize that you can trust them, that God's Spirit can be seen in them, and that it's only temporary, but the rewards will last forever. Now you pray. Say, Lord, I don't want to be a weak follower of you. I want to be a strong woman of God. I want to be a strong man of God. I don't want to wimp out. I don't want to let society or bullies or anybody else determine what I believe or how I act or how I feel. I want to be a God pleaser, not a person pleaser. If you've never invited Jesus Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, put your Spirit inside me. I need your strength. I can't do this on your own. I open my life to you. And I humbly ask you to accept me into your family by your grace. I know I need you, and I pray this in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, a short time back, Pastor Rick Warren teamed up with a talented artist to create the stunning new children's book, Words to Love By. Written with warmth and wisdom, it speaks to the hearts of little ones and takes them on a joyful, grace-filled journey exploring the power of words. Through charming illustrations and engaging text, young readers will understand how their words can change their lives and the lives of those around them. Kids learn that while words may be small, they can do big things. Words can encourage, they can spread love and kindness, and they let us know we are not alone. This hardcover book is written especially for children ages 4 to 8. It makes a perfect gift for the kids God has placed in your life. And today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the hardcover book, Words to Love by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love getting letters from you. Let me share a little bit longer one. It's from Sarah and her 4-year-old son. She said, Pastor Rick, my husband and I are involved in a church plant in Salem, Massachusetts. And I make an effort every day to listen to other pastors preach via podcast. But I began listening to your Daily Hope podcast. Thank you for making your materials available beyond Saddleback Church. Pastor Rick, as a result of my regular listening to your podcast, my son now frequently asks to listen to the sermons. He's 4.5 years old. And one morning on our way to church, he asked me to put on a sermon. I love this kid. He said, I had a Pastor Craig podcast in the queue, but began to listen, but my son kept asking to listen to a sermon by you, and I kept telling this was a sermon. Then he said, no, I want to listen to Pastor Rick Warren. That's funny. Well, when your 4-year-old son, Sam, asked to listen to Rick Warren, you listened to Rick Warren. So I asked Sam why he liked to listen to you. He said, I like what Pastor Rick says. And he says, if you don't swing from one bar to another, you're just going to hang there. Well, I was shocked that he had picked up that truth. That was just one of the recent Daily Hope messages where you talked about faith, and you were referring to where trapeze artists have to let go of one bar before they reach onto the second. And all of that just to say, thank you for the work you do, for the messages you teach. And it goes noticed even by the youngest of human beings, my 4-year-old son, best Sarah. Well, what can I say, Sarah? This is just such a great story. Thank you, and thank your 4-year-old son, Sam, for listening. And thank you for your ministry in Salem, Massachusetts. May God bless your church, and may all of you join me next time as we continue to look at God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, you can email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.